From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces have launched an operation to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the counterterrorism service, Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes entered the city before dawn Monday to engage IS defenders who first occupied the city 2.5 years ago. As the battle raged, there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside, along with the threat of booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Bajet Ibrahim, a city imam, said civilians are being harmed, caught, he says, in an anvil between assaulting troops and IS militants he refers to as Daesh. He says many are trapped with no food. Former Chadian dictator Sinabre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule, sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued the verdict Monday, convicting Aubrey of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Todd Buchwald, a U.S. State Department special coordinator on global criminal justice, was in attendance.
I think it's an encouraging moment, and I think that this day wouldn't have been possible without the cooperation of Chad, of Senegal, which has hosted this. It's not an easy thing to do, and of the African Union, and that's an encouraging thing for sure.
Aubrey was responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990. He fled to Senegal after being overthrown by Chad's current leader, Idriss Déby. The tribunal, backed by the African Union, is the first one of its kind in modern history where the court system of one country prosecuted the former leader of another country on rights charges. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes believed to have involved Russian warplanes struck the rebel-held city of Idlib late Monday, with varying accounts of casualties. One report said at least 14 were killed. Another says there were dozens of both dead and wounded. It says at least 7 sorties were carried out. One report said the city's hospital was hit, although not necessarily targeted. The South Korean Defense Ministry said North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The Yonhap News Agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North Koreans have tried 3 times before to launch but failed. Bruce Bennett is a Korea analyst with the RAND Corporation.
This would suggest that North Korea thought that they had figured out whatever the problems were, because Kim Jong-un would not want to have more failures. He's going to want to have a success. He was going to want to try to erase for his leadership, who would understand a little bit at least of what was going on, that he wasn't continuing to fail. The fact that it failed again is not good news for Kim Jong-un.
Tensions have been on the rise since the North conducted a 4th nuclear test in January following a satellite launch and a series of missile tests, all in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. A military court in Somalia Monday handed down life terms to 2 men convicted of being behind the bombing in February of a Dalo Airlines Airbus A321. The blast tore a gaping hole in the fuselage, killing 1 passenger. The plane was able to make an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport. The attack claimed by Islamic State. 8 others implicated were given prison terms ranging from 6 months to 4 years. Libyan forces that have pledged loyalty to the new UN-backed unity government Monday said they captured the town of Bin Jawad from Islamic State fighters, pushing them back west toward the coastal city of Sirte. The Cincinnati Zoo is defending its controversial decision to shoot and kill an endangered male lowland gorilla after a 4-year-old boy fell into his enclosure Saturday, putting himself in danger. The incident was captured on video and has outraged animal lovers worldwide. Zoo official Thane Maynard said it's easy to second-guess the decision.
The people that say that, A, don't understand primate biology and silverback gorillas and the danger the child was in, and B, we're not there at an important time to make important decisions.
He said there's no question zoo officials acted the right way. The gorilla dragged the boy through a shallow moat filled with water. His head was struck by concrete. A new report by the Australian-based Walk Free Foundation said more than 45 million people are trapped in modern-day slavery, 2/3 in the Asia-Pacific region. The 2016 Global Slavery Index conducted tens of thousands of interviews covering nearly 170 countries. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.